A Fairbanks militia leader and two other people have pleaded not guilty to federal weapons charges. Militia leader Francis Schaefer Cox, along with Coleman Barney and Lonnie Vernon, were arraigned today in U.S. District Court in Anchorage. The men have been charged with plotting to kill Alaska state troopers and court officials. But the state charges were dropped after a judge determined that audio and video recordings were obtained without a search warrant. Jill Burke is a reporter for Alaska Dispatch and was in the courtroom this morning. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Lori.
Jill, describe the scene this morning in court.
Well, it was pretty standard courtroom scene. We have the judge in from Washington State who's handling the case because of the threats made against the Alaska judge. So he's presiding over everything. And then we had the three defendants seated in their yellow, you know, prison jerseys and pants, Lonnie Vernon, Schaefer Cox, and Coleman Barney, all attended to by their defense attorneys. And then we also had two U.S. prosecutors. And then there were a handful of people in the audience, a large portion of whom, I'd say, you know, four or five were probably reporters, and the others appeared to be court employees of some kind.
Was it quiet and orderly?
It was orderly for the most part. You know, we didn't have any terrible outbursts, or I should say outbursts that were disrupting. Lonnie Vernon, prior to the proceedings beginning, was clearly unhappy about some paperwork that he felt was missing and was trying to get some assistance getting that situation straightened out. During the proceedings themselves, most of the defendants were quite polite to the judge when asked questions. Schaefer Cox interjected a couple of times, but always did so politely.
What specifically is the government accusing Cox of?
In this particular case, unlike in the state's case, it is strictly a weapons case. The men are accused of attempting to obtain illegal weapons on the date of their arrest, silencers and hand grenades. Then recently, Coleman Barney and Schaefer Cox were also indicted on new additional charges, alleging that they also had in their possession prior to the arrest weapons in furtherance of a crime of violence, and with Schaefer Cox, a machine gun, basically that they possessed either illegal weapons or weapons that were illegal to have if they weren't registered.
Besides pleading not guilty, did Schaefer Cox himself have anything to say?
He did. He pleaded not guilty, but then he added that that was not just a procedural formality, that that was his actual assertion of actual innocence on all charges. So he embellished his not guilty plea a little bit at the beginning. And then later on in the proceeding, he asked to address the court and said, look, I am a critic, not a criminal, but it's the government's investigation that has turned me into a crook.
And what about Barney and Vernon? Are they facing the same charges as Schaefer Cox, and did they have anything to say in court?
In this current case, there are 10 counts that are all various weapons counts. Lonnie Vernon is only charged with one of the counts. Schaefer Cox is charged with 8 counts, and Coleman Barney, I think, has 4 or 5. I don't have my notes immediately in front of me. So, no, they're not all facing identical charges. They face up to 70 years in prison if found guilty on all counts for Schaefer Cox. I think it's up to 30 for Barney and up to 5 for Vernon. It's unlikely that if found guilty on all counts, a court would sentence them to all of that time consecutively. But it's possible, and the judge pointed that out to them today.
And Jill, what's next in this case?
There will be a series of motion work, probably related to whether or not evidence will be allowed at trial or whether it should be suppressed, and it's all headed towards a February trial date.
The state had to drop all of their charges. Are they involved in any way in this case now?
They are not, and in fact, the judge asked today whether or not there might yet be additional charges or any similar charges from the state case, which include the, you know, conspiracy to commit kidnapping and murder, whether anything like that might surface in this case. And the prosecutor said no, that they don't intend to file any new or additional charges, and the case that we have today is the case that they intend to bring forward.
All right. Thanks for your help on this, Jill.
Sure thing.
Jill Burke is a reporter with the Alaska Dispatch.